It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now back to Rick Bruce and Lee Cohen, two guys who still argue about whether or not Mr. Ed could really talk.
It's 11:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as our guest on the line, Karen Milas, who is the president of the Glider Initiative, which is a network of rescue and information, and it's an education outreach. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Good morning.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you here, Karen. Can you share with our listeners exactly what the Glider Initiative is?
It's a nonprofit that we educate, we outreach, sugar gliders. We are out there educating the present and future glider owners of the world.
Okay. And if you could educate our glider listeners who may be hearing about them for the first time, Karen, in a previous segment, we had on a breeder who kept emphasizing the issue of diet and environment when it comes to keeping gliders. Can you give us your opinions about them? Because I understand that there's a little bit of controversy that's attached, especially to the issue of diet.
The diet is very, very important with gliders. You know, they are omnivores in the wild, but, you know, that really doesn't work when you've got them captured in a cage. So, you know, we stress the importance of a good diet. There's several diets out there, and there's several bad diets out there. Most people think, and I'm told that, you know, throw some cat food and an apple in the cage and they'll be fine for 3 or 4 days. A sugar glider is a sap sucker. Pellet food doesn't really work well for them. They need to, you know, they suck the moisture out of their food. So What we recommend when we go to our shows is fruit, vegetable, and a protein source. Most of the protein sources are a nectar that we make up, which they can lick every night. Mm-hmm. And as long as you give those three staples, you're going to have a healthy glider. You know, they can get what's called lumpy jaw, which is an infection in their jaw, if they eat pelleted food, hard food. So that's why we don't recommend the pellets.
Gotcha. And are there some things that they shouldn't eat?
Well, I mean, like broccoli can be a little gassy for them.
Okay.
You want to stay away from onions and garlic.
Okay.
But and we don't recommend canned fruit or vegetables. Fresh fruit or frozen fruit and vegetables is fine, but stay away from the canned stuff because that has more sugars and preservatives and stuff in it.
How long have you been caring for sugar gliders?
I've had sugar gliders for 13 years.
Okay, so quite a long time. Tell me, someone out there that's listening, a couple of things that would make you just fall in love with these guys. What is it that people fall in love with that you're proud of, that you really like about this particular animal?
They're a social animal. So they love to be with people. They love to be loved. I mean, I have a pair of sugar gliders that I take every place with me. I throw them in my sports bra, and we go out. I mean, they've been to the dentist, they've been to the grocery store. I work with the automotive industry. They've even gone into Ford Motor Company with me.
I'll be darned. So you're quite the ambassador, I suppose.
Yes. So, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, they just, when you're just not feeling 100%, you can grab your sugar glider, sit on the couch, and it'll just curl up in your hand and fall asleep. And, I mean, they give so much back to you affectionately. That's what I love about them.
And imagine this little animal that's curled up and falling asleep. The listening audience doesn't necessarily realize how cute these guys are, whether you want to look a picture up on the Internet, or maybe you can give a quick description that really, you know, what are the features that really captivate you?
The first thing you notice when you see them is their eyes. Their eyes look like bats because they're nocturnal, so they have the big eyes. And then they have hands, you know, they have opposing thumbs on their hands, so they're like a raccoon. They use their hands to grab and eat with, you know. And their fur is like chinchilla fur. It is the softest fur you will ever feel. and they're hyperallergenic. We haven't found but maybe 1% of the population out there that is allergic to these guys. So for people out there that have allergies or asthma and can't have a pet, this is the perfect pet for you, because they don't... An unmaled neuter would smell.
Okay.
One that's been neutered does not smell. So there's really no smell to them.
Okay. Well, that's really good. You know, I think of a few other animals that have some, you know, lingering odor, like a ferret, and this might be a better choice if you have a relatively small apartment. You know, you can't get away from it, and that's it's right next door, and it'll be fine. I suppose there's nothing that would prevent it from being that perfect urban pet if you actually lived in the city and didn't have a backyard. I don't think you need a backyard for these guys.
No, we don't recommend you take them outside, because they, you know, they are still a wild animal, and the thing about them is they're fast. They are very, very fast, and even a bonded sugar glider, one that, you know, mine are bonded to me, they will come back to me, but I would not take them outside, because all they got to do is see a tree, and they're up that 50-foot tree, and they may not come down for a while, because like a two-year-old, they're going to do what they want to do.
Karen, what about the environment that's appropriate? Because especially if you're a male, you may not have a sports bra. So what makes the appropriate environment for them?
A lot of the guys in our community that have them, they either a sweatshirt, hoodie, they like to be in the hood or in the center pocket of the sweatshirt, breast pockets, if you have a breast pocket on your t-shirt. You can also, a lot of people don't like to put them in their clothing, so they use a bonding pouch is what we call, which is a pouch with made out of fleece with a window on one side, so they can, you know, a mesh window so they can breathe and get some air, and it's got a zipper on it. And then, you know, you carry it like a man purse, basically. We also have fanny packs. You can put them in a fanny pack and carry them with you, you know. So there are lots of different ways to carry them and keep them close to you so you don't have to put them in your sports bra.
And what about in the home? Was there a certain type of cage or certain type of environment that they need?
We recommend the bigger the better. For two sugar gliders, a good size cage would be 2 feet by 2 feet by 3 or 4 feet. The taller, the better. Because they love to climb and jump and romp around, so they need a big environment.
And probably the cage wires being horizontal would probably allow them to crawl around a lot more than vertical.
Yeah,
right?
The only thing is you have to make sure the spacing is correct. You have to have half-inch spacing on the bars, because they're like a mouse. If the head can get through, the rest of the body is going to find a way.
So. I'm familiar with that, for sure.
I'll bet. Now, Karen, what is this I've heard about, the railroad? Can you explain to me what that is?
Railroad is when there's gliders that need to be rescued in a particular state, and we need to get them either to their new owner that's in another state or to the big rescue home that's down in Texas. What we do is we have a network of people that are willing to get the glider, meet someplace, pick up the glider, take it on to its destination, or take it on to its next stop. You know, you can ship gliders through the airlines if necessary, but, you know, we prefer that we railroad them. That way they're in a loving home, and we know they're being well taken care of on that route.
Sounds like it sounds like a dedicated group of people.
Yes, it is.
Karen,
it is.
I'm sorry to say that we've run out of time, but I want to thank you for coming on the show this morning. We've been talking with Karen Milas, the president of the Glider Initiative, and Rick, we're going to continue the conversation about sugar gliders and speak with an organization in Texas right after the break on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Be sure to listen to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon on 1320 a.m. WILS. If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. go to 1320wils.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. Be sure to include a picture of your pet or any animal pictures, and we'll upload them onto our Facebook pages. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, or friend us on Facebook at Mid-Michigan Pets. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.
It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, 'cause everything is never as it seems. 'Cause I get a